Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to WFSO Aftermath. I apologize for not being on for the past couple of weeks, and the reason why I wasn't on for the past couple of weeks were because I was, like, behind on wrestling in general, like, about 2 weeks behind because of the Milwaukee Bucks going into the playoffs and just catching up with their first round and things like that. Just like catching up with some of the NBA season, I caught up a little bit with what's going on right now with Spurs and Warriors going against each other game one tomorrow, and the Wizards and Celtics got a game seven, I think it's either tomorrow or Monday, I'm not sure yet. It wasn't posted or anything like that, but probably find out sometime today, like when the next time they're going to face up. So that'd be interesting. And the winner of the Boston and Washington will face Cleveland, which will probably happen maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever the case may be. But anyways, enough about basketball. I was going to say football. Football season ain't around yet. But I've been listening to, like, other podcasters, like, about, you know, like, this week's Raw and this week's SmackDown we will get into in a bit. Majority of you did not like either show this week, which I'm going to explain which show I liked it the most this week, and you either will be surprised or you either be not surprised, just which either way is going to go. So, also, if you want to call around this time, you can call in at 213-943-3770. Again, the number is 213-943-3770. If you want to call in and give your thoughts about the week in wrestling and things like that, or you want to just listen in to the show and don't have to speak at all, which some people do, and someone was stuck in my teeth for a moment. But y'all probably already know, around last week, Thursday, Charlotte's phone had been hacked with new pictures of her that's out there. Then the next day, like last week Friday, they got Victoria again. And I did look, and there's not bad of pics, but like, and I know some of y'all probably will want the link, so just Google up their names and you'll find it right there. Yeah, because like first I heard about it, it was like, dang, they got her too. And, like, they got Charlotte, they got Caitlin, they got Melina, Kurt Victoria. And you already know Sunny and China had their own thing and things like that. But it's just crazy. I guess my thing is, like, all these pictures coming out and things like that, you was thinking that some of these women were better off, like, posing for Playboy, Warrior. I will say Playboy, but they don't even show nudity in their books anymore. So it's probably not that much of a point of that unless they want to be in there just to just model and model, which some of them can do. But, and I think it was yesterday I was looking up, they said like the 13 people that was like in, that did something in either film, just photos or things like that, and they even had the guys on there, like X-Pac and Shawn Michaels. Of course, if y'all not familiar with what Shawn Michaels did, he did a tutorial for Playgirl, and I know he got a little bit of grief on that because he was getting hit on by dudes, which I know he probably didn't want. Seth Rollins was on there, of course, with the picture of his penis was out there. And a lot of the guys that gave him grief about that. But I'm trying to think who, besides the ones I named, and there was more. Maybe mention something about Alexa Bliss, like before she came to WWE and stuff, although she was Dana Brooke, I'm sorry. Like, they said her, although the photos that she took was not that graphic, but this is like, I wouldn't think she was, maybe like modeling photos, but I wouldn't think the pictures of that would be, you know, that graphic. And yeah, Kelly, of course, she was a model before wrestling, and she's still a model as of today. With her pictures out, that is not, like, that graphic, but don't forget about Eva Marie. Pictures she has out before she came into the business, and with the situation with that is, I don't even know if she's going to be back in there and stuff. It's like, she dyed her hair all black and just trying to figure out the scenario with that one and what's going on. Is she going to come back or what's going on with that situation? Which right now we don't even know. It's the same thing with Paige. It's like her suspension was over with, and it's like, when are you going to bring at least her back to Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, wherever you're going to put her at?
Huh?
What? Oh, I think that was Dawn that was making a noise. I think she's in the kitchen. But, anywho, this is like, just don't, I don't know, is she like getting punished because of what Alberto El Patron did, which we'll get into about him and something that he did this past Thursday on Impact, so we'll talk about that later. But I think they should just bring her back, and it's like, she loves wrestling so much, and plus they doing this film about her. It's just like, why are they taking so long and bringing her back? Which I really just don't get, like, what's the hold up with some of these wrestlers and stuff like that. You know, like Tamina Snuka, where she came back recently during the draft shake, well, the superstar shakeup, and like, she wasn't even on there for like nearly a year. Which, who knows what's going on with that situation? Either they just hold her back or something, like, something. But then again, you know, her father had passed, so it could be one of the reasons she just needed some time away and just other stuff. You know, she now joined this welcoming committee, which is, I'll talk about that group in a bit. But let's get into, like, Monday Night Raw. Start off with Dean Ambrose was walking to the ring already, got a phone call from Kurt Angle, and apparently ended up being, general manager for the night. Came out there and announced that. Miz came out and announced he was the co-general manager as well, so they ended up making a Well, Dean Ambrose ended up making a match of being The Miz versus Finn Balor. The match ended up being, first, it was Miz with the win by disqualification. That was at first, and Dean Ambrose came back and restarted the match. Then Finn Balor came in with the pin of 1-2-3 and won the match. The Divas division kind of, well, I would say the women's division. Can't say diva no more. But Alexa Bliss and Mickie James had like a one-on-one conversation. Had a match. Nia Jax, it was backstage like before the match had started. She's like, "You meant what you said about me?" It's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "You going to give me a ton of matches. Like, I don't make the rules, and Kurt Angle does. I'll talk to him about it and go from there." She said, "Until then, you got a new best friend." So they kind of got like a little alliance going on. And Mickie James out there, Bayley came out there with like joining her. And although it was a little bit of a chaos towards the end, Alexa Bliss did get the win, defeating Mickie James. Let's see, Braun Strowman and Kalisto, that match, it really was like a no contest, because they was going at it, then suddenly, I guess he was doing it with one arm, because earlier he'll say that he'll take Kalisto with one arm, and really didn't do much, and they, They brawl, and suddenly Roman Reigns came out and really just did a number on Braun Strowman's shoulder and elbow, which they mentioned online about earlier this week that he did suffer an elbow injury, which he'll probably be out to like 8 weeks. Well, I'll estimate that it'll probably be like 4 to 8 weeks. So if he'll be back sooner, then that'd be good for them. And as like a few of the YouTubers were saying that it may have messed up their, you know, the chance to have opportunity to have Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns at Extreme Rules, or the pay-per-view they're going to have Great Balls of Fire, which I still don't get why they named that pay-per-view Great Balls of Fire. I don't get it. It's just like they could have came up with something better or used one of the old pay-per-view names or old WCW pay-per-view names. Just one of the things is just like, what were they thinking and why they didn't creative or come up with something better? But then again, it could have been all Vince McMahon's idea. But anyways, back to Raw. Tag Team Turmoil match. It was a number one contenders match for the titles. Most likely, it seems like the winner of the match will go against the Hardys and possibly could be at Extreme Rules. You have Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. You have R-Truth and Goldust. You have Heath Slater and Rhino. Cass and Enzo. And Cesaro and Sheamus was designated like most of the teams and won the whole thing, so they start beating up on so after the match they start beating up Cesaro and Sheamus. Well, Cesaro and Sheamus start beating up Goldust and R-Truth. Hardys came up and tried to, you know, get into the action with between Cesaro and Sheamus, but they cut out and just went to the back. So it would be interesting what stipulation they're going to do with the match for these two teams that they're going to face at Extreme Rules. Seth Rollins and Samoa Joe, they went at it. Seth Rollins won by disqualification. Seeing that they had a little brawl afterwards. Jack Gallagher and GJP, they went at it for the it was a cruiserweight match with the help of a thing with the attraction of Neville. GJP did win the match. And I know as of late, I haven't been catching up with 205 Live. I know I need to, but I'm probably going to start watching it this week and just go from there. Another women's match, Alicia Fox and Sasha Banks, which this was probably was like a feud that you would like to see that, you know, should happen. Maybe like they have a continuing feud and stuff like this, because I always wanted to see these two feud, and hey, it happened. So Sasha Banks did win, and hopefully just like keep on going and just go from there. Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose in the main event. Bray Wyatt did win with the help of The Miz. And they also mentioned next week, well, this coming Monday, it'll be in a kind of title match with Dean Ambrose and The Miz, which The Miz won the number one contender for the IC title last week. And that's going to happen. Let's see, before I get on SmackDown, possibility, hey, they might end up wrestling again for the pay-per-view for the title, but we'll see how that's go. 8 matches for Raw. I think that's the first time in a long time they had, like, you know, 8 matches. in that period of thing. Like they, I guess Dean ever mentioned, like let's talk in more action, and that's what I like, and that's what happened. We'll get into the grain of that in a minute, but let's go on to SmackDown, which the matches were cool, but it's just like they kind of downgraded and stuff, but we'll get to that in a bit. The Welcome Committee, Natalya went against Becky Lynch, and Welcome Committee was out there, and Charlotte and Naomi was out there and kind of, you know, things just got like escalating and stuff and kind of caused Becky Lynch the match. And Natalya had won. Luke Harper went against Eric Rowan, and Eric Rowan wins. I think they're going to, seems like they're going to try to push him. So, this is big monster, which they kind of need since they got Braun Strowman like a big monster on Raw. So, SmackDown needed one too, and hopefully they do that with Eric Rowan. The Ascension went against Fandango. Fandango won the match. Although I didn't see it, but I had to read it that what happened. So, what happened with that? They did this little skit with like the police files, the fashion police files, or whatever they call it, trying to do like a SVU Law and Order thing, which is kind of funny. So, and I know they got their title shot against the Usos, which came out after the match and cut a promo. So, the kind of interesting match for Backlash, which would be next Sunday, and just trying to figure out what they're going to do on that end. So, okay. But anyways, main event was Jinder Mahal, Kevin Owens, and Baron Corbin versus Sami Zayn, Randy Orton, and AJ Styles. It was a good main event, I'll give them that. But Jinder Mahal, Kevin Owens, and Baron Corbin did win the match by Jinder Mahal pinning Randy Orton. Overall, with because I know most of you didn't like either show this week. My honest opinion, I liked it both shows. Not both shows. I liked it Raw better than SmackDown this week because SmackDown only had like four matches. And they had a two-hour period and they only have four matches. It's like, what's going on? Couldn't give that crowd like a better thing to see. Could have had like five or six, something like that. I just didn't get it. Like, why these shortest matches? It's like they drew pretty good in London, but it's just like, why this certain amount of matches? Just really don't get it. So I say Raw did better this week than SmackDown did. But give me a minute here. I'm gonna talk a little bit about TNA. As y'all know, they will go touring. They will go touring this July, and they haven't announced what the dates are yet. But just hopefully they will soon. And also, don't forget, Ring of Honor is this week. Well, this weekend they had their Supercard. They had their little show in Dearborn, Michigan. I didn't read all the results because, like, I was just busy with other things. But let me just check, like, Impact's website real quick and just see, did they finally have the dates of when they're going to tour? But I know, like, sometime next month they're going to go film their shows in India. So they're going to do that. So just give me a second here. And they had like a decent show this week too, with the main event being Alberto El Patron win against Madness for the Global Wrestling title. So, if y'all didn't know, Karen Jarrett had mentioned, I think it was like weeks and weeks ago, that that they're going to merge with Global Force. So, Impact and so TNA and Global Force is now one. They also did like a tag team tournament, or they're going to start a tag team tournament within the next several weeks. Let's see. I'm going to try to see if I can get the... Let's try live events. And EC3 trying to be like a cowboy and trying to like make fun of James Storm, which is just kind of funny. James Storm came out there and he just started whipping them when he handcuffed to them. So, yep, nothing yet. So, still don't have much at the live events and things like that. But they have Energy Lena Love versus, I think it was, I know she was the wife of Eddie Edwards, and they fought for a bit, and Angelina Love won the match. They had another knockout match. Forgot what that other woman's name is, and went against Laura Vanez. Laura Vanez had won the match, and that's probably much about TNA. And I think before we get off the air and things like that, we are having some upcoming shows that's going to be coming soon. There's going to be the return of my show, the Archer Jones Show, which will happen coming soon, so we'll give you information on that. What else? We got some other things that are going, like maybe like a music show, just like play music and stuff and get everybody dancing and all that stuff. And one just about like local, like about local artists and stuff like that. So my cousin is working on that and is going to do that. So that's coming up. Like I said, we don't have the dates for all that stuff just yet, but as soon as we have information, we will let y'all know. So, like I said, if somebody want to do like a show on here, let me know through my Facebook page. And tomorrow, like I said, there's Clapback, and going to do a quick interview with somebody special in my life, and should be fun. Y'all probably already know who it is. Excuse me. Y'all probably already know who it is, or probably don't know, but I'll just leave that just to let y'all wait until that happens tomorrow. 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central, right here on blogtalkradio.com/WFSO Radio Network. Or like I said, you want to listen or call in the show to be a guest, is 213-943-3770. 213-943-3770. And all the information is on the website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.Weebly.com. It's on Facebook. Also, look for us, follow us on Twitter, MySpace as well. Still didn't do that much on MySpace. I know I need to. So, gotta get out of here, gotta get prepared for tomorrow, and have a meeting with the radio show with my cousin and them, so see what their ideas and stuff, what they're going to do, and I only told you what I know so far, so we'll see. So, until then, this is Artrell signing off, and hope you all listen to me tomorrow, and guys, have a good week.